Country Pop FM.
Time to put the headphones on, Neil. It's Bob Almanac.
I'm all set.
I don't know. I don't think you could do the Almanac without your headphones
nope.
on.
You I wouldn't want to try it, no.
It'd be difficult because then you couldn't hear all the tasty sound bites and audio.
Those
and
are the...
We've got some good ones. Yeah. No matter what you and I do, the stars are really the clips.
Correct.
Which, you know, a monkey could put those on the air.
We just try not to get in the way.
Did I just offend a monkey?
You may have.
I may have. Mm-hmm. We'll get some calls. Tuesday, April 12th, 102nd day of the year, 263rd day of the year. The Civil War began on this date. As Confederate forces fired upon Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina. It was the war between the states. The Union versus the Confederacy. The Union.
It got bloody.
It did. Well, it's the deadliest war of any of the wars that we have fought in. Primarily because on both sides it was Americans.
Yeah, all casualties were American.
Exactly. So that was the state, 1861, 1877. Somebody finally wised up and decided to put a catcher's mask on a catcher.
Good idea.
Catcher's mask used in a baseball game for the first time. He's the Jacques Plante of baseball. James Alexander Ting.
It was a good idea.
It was a good idea. Somebody just had to come up with something that was practical where you could still see the ball. Because it helped to have a mask, but if you couldn't see the ball, your other parts of your body were going to be susceptible.
Correct.
Because you couldn't catch it. You wouldn't be able to see the ball. Now, have you heard about the new technological advancement that they're using in baseball with catchers and pitchers?
As far as calling balls and strikes?
No. You've been watching a lot of... I've watched like 3 innings of the Twins, but I have noticed that the catchers are wearing these wristbands
they push
to call the
number,
pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now you know what I'm talking about,
right? Yeah, it says in the pitcher's ear then.
Yes, it's an audio, it's an audible signal, and it's in their hat. They have a receiver and a little speaker in their hat, and the pitcher then will hear if they want a curveball in or a fastball up or a slider on the outer half.
And there's a couple other players that can have them, too.
Yes, yes. There's
middle
three or four.
Infielders.
Yeah, there's 4 or 5, I think, that can also have it. 5 at the most. It might only be 4. So they know what's coming. And that's supposedly going to speed up the game.
Yeah.
Because you can get the signal to the pitcher before he's even on the rubber. Before he'd have to be on the rubber staring in, as you know, with the finger signals.
Yeah.
Giving the signs. And they're also, the other reason for this is what?
Well, it's the other team can't steal the
right.
signal.
If there's a runner at second, they can't steal. Or if, let's say, they got a guy out by the cameras or a guy with the binoculars like the Houston Astros did with the garbage can. And I guess I just read an article on it the other day. I guess it's successful.
Well, several teams are not using it because they said they can't understand. They're not getting the pitch right, or they can't hear it right, or so.
Well, the article I read was that they must have talked to a catcher that was liking it then. Because they quoted a catcher saying, we like it.
And this was some of the fielders that didn't like it.
Oh, okay. Well, who cares about them?
Right.
So, what were we talking about? Oh, let's go to 45.
All Russia's just wild about Yuri Gagarin, first man to conquer space. Modest, just a family man. It was no secret, either in Moscow or anywhere else, that Russia was ready to make the attempt.
Modest, family man, communist. Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first person to orbit the Earth on this date. We were behind the Soviets in that decade. But later that decade, we would. I know I'd always get a laugh out of you. You enjoy that.
I love that.
To the utmost. But anyway, 61, Yuri Gagarin became the first person to orbit the Earth. Who was our first man in space? Was it John Glenn, Neil?
Well, that's what I always credit.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Right.
66.
But I'll know you want it better if you've got the nerve. Let's face all the way.
Hit Dead Man's Curve and did not orchestrate it very well.
No.
He suffered a crash, severe head injuries, hit the back of a truck, as was depicted in the Jan and Dean story that I watched as a kid. And he was in a coma for nearly 2 months. He was never the same after it. And that kind of ended the whole Jan and Dean era.
Yes.
Ever wonder why the Jan and Dean song sounds so much like the Beach Boys?
Well, I know they basically work together.
Brian Wilson co-wrote that song and other songs, including Surf City, and he's also singing backup.
Yeah.
You get that high-pitched kind of harmonic.
It's hard to tell them apart.
It is. It really is. It really is. It takes a trained ear.
Right.
One that both you and I possess. How about 1988?
Solemnly swear I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I don't know, Sonny Bono, was he drinking before he was sworn in as mayor of Palm Springs? I mean, I'd be celebrating. I'd be a six-pack in if I won the mayoral race for Palm Springs, California. Mm-hmm. It was just a rash of celebrity mayors because that came a couple of years after Clint became the mayor of Carmel, California, as we all know. And then eventually Arnold became the governor. And have they had any other celebrity mayors? Was Adam West ever a mayor out there? I know he's the mayor of, is it Quahog? The Family Guy town? Wasn't he the mayor? Wasn't Adam West the mayor?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Of that town? Sonny Bono, mayor, 88. And remember, he ran for mayor because he had a restaurant and they wouldn't let him have a tall sign.
Right.
And he said, well, I'll run for mayor and I'll change the law.
Yep. I called the house, but no one answered.
Yeah, but tall signs can be really obtrusive, can't they? Some of them are ugly. They're just too tall.
Moderation is always key.
Unsightly.
I guess she's through with
and, you know, if you've got a good enough restaurant, you don't need a sign.
Right.
If your food is good enough, people will find you.
Yeah.
No sign needed. Garth Brooks, self-titled album released on this date in 89. Who knew he would be as big as he became?
He did well.
Yeah, way to go,
still
Garth.
Still doing well.
Same day, 89.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 1989 Heritage Award and Sammy Davis Jr. Award recipient, and in my estimation, the true king of pop, rock, and soul, Mr. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, this is the date. Now, what's significant about this is that Elizabeth Taylor there coined the king of pop. That's the first time that Michael Jackson had ever been called king of pop.
Ooh.
The king of pop.
Kind of stuck.
At the... some kind of awards, MTV, Heritage, something was going on there. But Eddie Murphy and Elizabeth Taylor were both presenting it. So, you know, it was a big deal.
Yeah, big thing.
It wasn't just a small little thing that they were doing in somebody's garage. So that was this date in 89. 92.
At home, the set Disney smiles, there are worries. French locals haven't welcomed Mickey and friends with open arms. They think it's a goofy idea. Some reckon taxpayers have been unfairly stung. Others are angry about the influx of American culture.
And your special guest host, Mickey Mouse.
Boo! They were booing Mickey Mouse in Paris on this day in 92. We gave them Euro Disney. They didn't really want it. And it failed. I'm pretty sure it's closed now.
How do you boo the mixer?
Well, I don't know.
That's tough.
Yeah, you know, the French are different.
Right.
They're a little different over there, those French.
They are. A little hoity-toity.
So that was back in 1992, 2002.
As the mayor of Hollywood, I hereby declare this Ozzy Osbourne Day in Hollywood.
Ozzy Osbourne got his, finally, he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Members of the Animal Control Board were on hand just in case he decided to bite off the head of some animal that was walking along the street. So they were ready to go if needed.
Sure.
And thankfully, they weren't needed.
No.
I think he had gotten past that point of his life. And then it was 2009, 13 years ago.
Look at me. Sure. Look at me. Sure. I'm the captain now.
You remember Captain Phillips and the Maersk, Alabama, the whole thing?
Pretty intense
along
movie.
Along the coast of Africa and the pirates. If you think pirates are just, you know, from the old times, they're looking for the Spanish galleon and the gold bullion and the R.
And one peg leg and
right,
an eye
peg
patch.
Leg, that's right.
Uh-uh.
No, they're still alive. Like they're still out there on the high seas. Somali pirates captured the U.S. cargo ship, the Maersk, Alabama. Captain Richard Phillips was the man in charge. And, of course, they made a movie out of it.
Very good movie.
And, there was an actor that played one of the, I think it was that Somali pirate there. He's from Minneapolis.
Yeah, yep.
From the Twin Cities.
Did a nice
and
job.
They got all kinds of publicity, and Tom Hanks was in there. You know, it came out later that a lot of the crew didn't think that Captain Phillips was all that heroic, that it was all his fault. He didn't take certain measures to prevent the capture and the pirating of their boat. So that was very controversial, because if you watch the movie and, you know, the initial stories, he was a hero.
Right.
So that's the story there. Birthdays now.
All right. Sounds like it could have been TV theme time, but I know what this is, actually.
It's Herbie Hancock and Rocket. Was this ever used as a TV theme?
Seems like it. Maybe not. In a movie, was it?
Well, I know Channel 11 made a video after the 87 World Series, featuring Tom Bernanski, I think.
Didn't they use it in Beverly Hills Cop?
No, you're thinking of Axel F.
Oh, wow.
You're thinking of Axel F.
It's similar.
I can't remember his name at this point. It wasn't Greg McFerrin. Herbie Hancock. That's Herbie Hancock. Mm-hmm. Don't you mean Herbie Hancock, John Hancock. Put your John Hancock on there. Oh, it's Herbie Hancock, 82. I like to dream. Harold Faltheimer. He's the one who did Axel F.
Okay.
That's basically theme of Beverly Hills Cop. Here's the lead singer from Steppenwolf, John Kay.
He's still with us. That's awesome.
He is, He's 78. We mentioned him a day or two ago, Al Bundy.
Why don't you take a picture of me so you can remember me when I was beautiful?
Well, you're going to get worse?
He had a lot of quick one-liners, quick-witted. A lot of them were insults, Neil.
Yes, he wasn't afraid
to take a shot. Heck of a women's shoe salesman, though.
Right.
But he would not take it easy on his customers.
No.
Did a nice job on that Modern Family show, too, that was much acclaimed and award-winning. Ed O'Neill, Al Bundy, 76. David Letterman.
How you doing? What do you have in your bag here?
What I got in my bag?
What's in the bag?
Well, you want to ask me?
I'm just curious.
Clothes.
What kind of clothing?
The one I just bought.
Oh, yeah? Can we take a look at it?
Show me the idea first.
He asked for his ID.
Joe Friday, homicide.
Hi, I'm Mr. Curious. Those bits where he goes out in the public and just starts talking and ad-libbing and making fun of people, very, very good.
Yeah.
That was from the early, that was like second or third season when he was on NBC with Late Night with David Letterman. David Letterman. Joe Friday, homicide.
That's too good.
When he would hijack the Taco Bell drive-thru, that was good, too.
That was good.
Where he'd be taking the orders. So he's 75.
Have you ever thought about your life?
Huh?
I mean, if you had to write about it, what would you say?
I get up at 5 in the morning. I fight traffic. I bust my hump all day. I fight traffic again. And I come home.
He was the father of Jack Arnold. He was Jack Arnold. He was what was the little kid's name? You remember the little kids? There was Wayne, and there was Fred Savage, who was on Wonder Years, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Was he Arnold Arnold? They should have named their kid Arnold.
Right. I can't remember.
Do you ever watch Wonder Years?
No, I didn't. I did see it a few times. But.
Dan Loria, who was the dad on Wonder Years, he is 75 here today.
Yes, you can sail the seven seas. Yes, you can put your mind at ease. Pull and make a stand.
Didn't you audition for the Village People? You're going to be the cross-dresser, weren't you?
I did. I tried.
So Alex Briley, who was first the GI, and then when they did this, he was the sailor from the Village People, Alex Briley. He's 66 today. You know, he had a brother, Jonathan Briley. He was the falling man from 9/11. The famous picture of the man falling to his death.
Really?
From one of the towers. That was his brother.
Oh.
The guy from the Village People.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Vince Gill.
Clouds are blowing in the wind.
65 for Vince Gill.
Pretty skilled.
I guess.
Great guitar player.
Here he is when he was the lead singer. He was the lead man for Pure Prairie League there in the late 70s. Distinctively Vince Gill.
For sure.
65, you hear him a lot here on Bob.
I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains.
You don't hear the Indigo Girls.
No.
I drank from the fountains. There's more.
That's maybe okay. They charted country.
They're more folk rock.
Yeah.
They may have. I know Cher did.
That's a good song right there.
Closer to fine, Neil. Mm-hmm. I'm looking as we speak to see H-I-J-K-I comes before J. You know how to spell indigo, don't you?
I-N-D-I-G-O.
I think you're close. Ingram, Inman, no indigo girls. That's a shame. All right, one half of the Indigo Girls on our list here today.
Who's that?
My mouth. Well, her name is Amy Ray.
Okay.
Amy Ray is 58. Our rapper of the day is Mellow Man Ace. Mellow Man Ace. He's a Cuban-American. Mellow Man Ace Mellow is 55. Man, and sure. Shannon Doherty, we know her from 90210, but she got her start out on the prairie.
Well, now, let's see if you can beat me at arm wrestling.
Don't be silly. Matthew just said he doesn't know how.
I'm showing him how.
Jeb, come on. You're just being a show-off.
All right.
She showed up at the niece of the Wilders, Almanzo, I didn't know that. And Laura. Yeah, that's where she got her start, much like Jason Bateman. The great Jason Bateman got his start on Little House on the Prairie the kids that they adopted there after the covered wagon crashed down the hill. Mm-hmm. Shannon Doherty, she's had her battles with cancer, and I believe she's winning them.
All right, that's my understanding.
She's 51.
All right, gone but not forgotten today. We've got a couple people to tell you about. We're going to start with actor, boxing announcer Jimmy Lennon Sr.
All right, fans, here we go. Presenting to you on my left out of the blue corner, hailing from Chicago, weighing in at an even 235 pounds, the world's number one challenger, the undefeated Clubber Lang.
He's the Southside Slugger. Boy, did he wipe up the canvas with the Italian Stallion in that first one. That's the first one.
He gave him a beatdown.
From Rocky III.
Yep. Jimmy Lennon doing the ring announcing there for Rocky III, also did Raging Bull. 1913. Did you read anything? Well, I got to say blues performer Hound Dog Taylor, just because we like the name Hound Dog Taylor, born on this day, 1915. Did you read anything by Beverly Cleary when you were a kid? Well, you might. You probably didn't, but a lot of us did. Henry Huggins and Ramona and Beezus Quimby, 1916. Tiny Tim.
Oh, through the window, by the window, that is where I'll become tiptoe.
Don't you do this karaoke and it's indistinguishable from the original?
Well, if my shorts are tight enough.
You know, if you sign up for the Bob Golf Tournament, Neil has promised that he'll sing this with Shane Martin on the ukulele.
Sure.
Who's a better ukulele player? Is it Don Ho? Or is it Tiny Tim? I think it's got to go down as a draw.
Yeah, it would be a toss-up.
I'd rather hear Don Ho sing.
Yes.
You know, people actually paid money for this album, or this 45, this single.
It remains one of the great mysteries of our time. Tiny Tim, born on this day, 1932. He was Lumpy Rutherford on Leave It to Beaver, Frank Bank.
I would comb my hair like Wally's Mrs. Cleaver, but I got a funny-shaped head.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
There's Ward. There might have been some tricky little editing in there. He made that comment on the original episode may not have been directed at Lumpy.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well,
his real name's Clarence.
And I really enjoyed his father, Dick Deacon, of course, was a key figure in that program. 1942 for Frank Bay. Great author. Wrote so many thrillers. Tom Clancy. Born on this day, 1947. And he was one of the Partridge Family, David Cassidy.
Doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me?
He was a heartthrob.
Oh, he sure was.
Both him and his brother, Sean Cassidy. Singer, actor, David Cassidy. born on this day, 1950. We lost him young. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well.
When are you going to hire somebody on your staff that knows classic country?
Times are tough right now. There's not much room on the payroll.
Well, there are not a lot of people looking for work. That's probably... They don't want to work that hard for such little pay.
Right.
Ned Miller, who did the original From a Jack to a King.
But great.
And his other big hit was this one, Do What You Do, Do Well. He just said do-do. Ned Miller, 1925. Now...
They're all gone. But not forgotten.
You can start out the Bobathon, no repeat work day. Have I said before that might be one of the most important things that we do for the community at large?
Well,
the no repeat work day?
I think it can never be stated enough.
No. Dwight Yoakam, Ain't That Lonely Yet. Joe Nichols, Tequila, makes her clothes fall off. And also being doused with acid might actually help, too. Vince Gill and Reba singing Oklahoma Swing.
We better take care of the birthday boy there with Vince.
Speaking of that, remember when you had science class in high school?
Yes.
And they had the shower in the corner?
Yes.
You know, like chemistry class?
Right.
And everybody would go, oh my God, what happens if we do get that? And we have to strip down in front of everybody and take the shower because we have hydrochloric acid all over ourselves.
Right.
Thankfully, it never happened.
It made you be
or
careful.
Or have to use the eye washer thing.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLC.